Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring nine Motown artists with two songs each that made top 40 status to the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, the Four Tops, Martha and the Vandellas, and the Miracles. All coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Stevie Wonder. That was I Don't Know Why. That reached number 39 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes with The Wait, number 33 from 69. We started with another song from 69, reaching number 21 in the Rhythm and Blues charts, The Composer with Diana Ross and the Supremes. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring nine Motown artists that had two songs each back-to-back on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, the second of two songs from Stevie Wonder, With a Child's Heart. What's interesting about With a Child's Heart was actually the B-side to the A-side hit called Nothing's Too Good for My Baby. Well, Nothing's Too Good for My Baby reached number 20 in the United States Billboard charts and 4 in the Rhythm and Blues charts. But With a Child's Heart did go all the way up to number 6 in the Rhythm and Blues charts, but stagnated at 131 on the pop charts. Well, the song was co-written by Sylvia Moy, who was a Northeast Detroit native. She was discovered singing at the Caruso Club downstairs by Mickey Stevenson and Marvin Gaye from Motown. Sylvia recalled that, quote, "They came in, they listened to me, invited me over to their table, and asked me to come to Motown for an audition. I went in, and this time it was Eddie Holland, Brian Holland, William Stevenson, Hank Cosby, and Smokey Robinson. They joined us with the rhythm of my songs. Motown offered me a recording contract, a managing contract, and a songwriter's contract." Well, Sylvia Moy became the only woman involved in the weekly producers' meetings at the time, and she explained that she was the key to the resurgence of a young Stevie Wonder. Stevie at this time was languishing on the Motown record label, and there was some talk about releasing him, if you can believe it. Well, Sylvia took Stevie under her wing and brought him back into the spotlight. Well, here is Stevie Wonder with a child's name. On Motown.
Oh, yeah. with a child's heart. Don't face the worries of the day with a child's heart. Turn each problem into play. No need to worry. No need to fear. Being alive makes it all so very clear. With a child's heart, nothing can ever get you down. With a child's heart, you've got no reason to frown.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Baby, I need your good loving. Got to have your love right now, baby. So come and fill my empty arms and make my life worthwhile.
Because I'm not living, baby. I only exist. I'll never laugh. I'll never smile. Stay like this because
without the one you love, life is not worthwhile. Without your love, my dear, I'm like the motherless child. So come and fill my empty arms and make my life worthwhile.
When I feel the pain coming on, I stop and cry.
Right now,
people ask
Motown artists are here with Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yesterday's dreams, today are all sorrow. Just like your love, girl, fading away. Yesterday's love won't last till tomorrow. I know you're leaving, but what can I say?
Four Tops with Yesterday's Dreams. That song reached number 31 on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States from 1968. Before that, the Four Tops without the One You Love, Life's Not Worthwhile, reaching number 17 from 64. And we start with Stevie Wonder with A Child's Heart, and that song reached number 8 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists having two songs back-to-back that reached top 40 status on the Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, the first of two songs from Martha and the Vandellas. The first one coming up is Bless You from 1971. Well, Martha was billed as Martha Reeves at this time with the Vandellas, and they had missed the Rhythm Blues top 40 charts with their two previous 1970 singles called I Should Be Proud and I Gotta Let You Go. This year, in 1971, they got back to form with an infectious energy-sounding song with a great baritone saxophone middle. Well, Motown had really ignored Martha and the Vandellas, as they had so many other acts at this time, and one of the writers of this song, Deke Richards, recalled that Berry Gordy and them talked about giving this song to Martha. Berry replied that, quote, "I don't see why not, let's give her a call." Well, Deke recalled that I was really excited, but I also knew I had a lot riding on this roll of the dice with Martha and the Vandellas. I wanted to have something completely new and fresh for Martha. I didn't want her to sound like the Jackson 5, who I was also writing and producing with at this time. I think that would have killed her and started all kinds of speculation and opinions from DJs and the Jackson 5 fans alike. Her fans loved Martha the way she was. I just didn't want to reinvent her. Maybe after two or three hits, I could take her someplace differently, but right now I needed to have the fans remember her great sound. Well, it worked. Although it wasn't a huge seller, it did get a lot of airplay. Well, here is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Bless You, right here on Motown Memories. Brings this half hour to a close. Well, coming up after the break, we continue to hear from two Motown artists having top 40 songs on the rhythm and blues chart. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.